Welcome to the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast, connecting audiences with those who work with, train, and compete with American Mustangs. Join us as we talk to fellow Mustang champions about their perspectives and experiences in working with Mustangs as companions and champions. Here's your host, Matt Manroe.
I would like to welcome you to the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast. Mustang Champions is a nonprofit, and we work in partnership with the Bureau of Land Management Wild Horse and Burro program to help get Mustangs that have been gathered off the range, to help them, you know, get adopted and purchased and into private care, into homes. I am Matt Manroe. I am the executive director of Mustang Champions. And our hope is with this podcast that we'll be able to introduce you to people from different backgrounds and experiences that currently own or have worked with and trained Mustangs for competitions, for workhorses, or just to be great companion horses. We want you to understand the differences between Mustangs and most domestic horses and how versatile they are, in the hope that the more you learn, that one day you will own a Mustang of your own. I am here today with Kat Zimmerman of CZ Mustangs, and she is located in Archer, Florida. Welcome, Kat.
Thank you.
So we've known each other or known of each other for many, many years. I know you as one of the top youth competitors, and you have had great successes. So very excited that we're doing this session today, because I think people will be very interested in what you have been doing and the successes you have had. But if we could just kind of start off by talking about how you got your early experiences with horses.
Yeah, I know, of course. And I really appreciate you asking me to come on and talk about the Mustangs. I got started with horses when I was around 3 years old, and it kind of just started out as I saw some ponies and I wanted a pony ride. And before I knew it, I was hooked, and I was that crazy horse kid that was at the barn every free moment they had, and always begging to go. And it was a long time that I probably spent 10 years around horses, and I never even knew Mustangs existed at the time. You know, I watched like Spirit and Flicka and all the horse girl movies, but I really never like processed it until I had that moment that it kind of hit me and I was sucked in. But for the first 10 years of my life with horses, it was all Hunter Jumper. And I did some very minor eventing, like very minor, but everything was English based. There wasn't really much training going on. It was just riding horses, and I would ride some green ponies here or there. And I really liked working with the green horses that were a little bit quirky, but that's really the extent of what I was doing with horses before I got involved with Mustangs.
So how did you get connected to the Mustang community and the youth competitions?
So I went on a trip out to California, and we had gone on a trail ride out in Los Angeles, and I got put on a Mustang, and it was my very first time seeing a BLM freeze mark, and I had no idea what it was. So we had started talking about it, and the trail guide had been telling me that that horse had gone through the Extreme Mustang Makeover, and it was a friend of theirs that trained it, and they bought it from the auction, and then it was just doing those guided trail rides. So we went home, and I ended up researching more about it because I was very interested in it. It sounded really neat. And there happened to be a Northeast Mustang Makeover going on in Massachusetts. I lived in New Jersey at the time. So I had signed up, and I honestly forgot that I had signed up for a few months. Before I knew it, I got the email that I was accepted, and it was like a whirlwind trying to figure out what I was going to do. I went through the process of picking up my horse, and it was a big culture shock as someone that grew up not really being exposed to training. And all of a sudden you have a wild horse and you're trying to figure it out. I was 12, just turning 13. And I got probably the best horse I possibly could have gotten, who was so patient with me. And she taught me so much. And I have so much to thank her for. I don't know how she did it, because I was really young and still figuring things out. And I was just hooked. I did my one Mustang. I competed. I signed up immediately as soon as it was available for the next year. And it was just year after year, I was just going and doing these youth makeovers because I was so hooked to it. I was just absolutely like thrilled with taking these horses, working with them as like wild babies, and going through and doing all this groundwork. And it's something that was so different from what I had grown up doing. It
Right.
was so fun going through the process of figuring like how much you can teach a young horse on the ground beyond just walking on a halter. Like there is so much more to it. And it was so fun learning about that and experiencing that with these horses.
Yeah, my daughter and I adopted two yearlings for a Mustang Million competition, and I used to do hunter and jumper as well. And I think a lot of people could benefit from doing groundwork with their horses. It seemed like
Absolutely.
by the time they were, our horses were three, and we put a saddle on them, they already knew how to side pass. You know, it was just, it was so easy comparatively.
For sure. It definitely sets them up for everything else you do through their life. And I think there's still, it's getting a lot more popular to put a good foundation on them. But for a long time, that wasn't a big thing. And that's something that I started to learn about as I got into this. I had gotten to watch horses get started, and it was really, there wasn't a lot put into it. There wasn't a lot of foundational work.
Yeah.
And then now, like being around so many of these Mustang trainers and being exposed to this side of the horse world for so long now, and just watching and observing people getting into it, it's becoming so much more of a thing to actually put these like this good foundation on these horses, and people are starting to realize like the work you put in on the ground does transfer. And I really like, I don't think I would have discovered that as soon without getting involved with the Mustangs.
So just talk a minute about what you think the differences are between Mustangs and domestic horses.
I spend my day going back and forth between domestic horses and Mustangs because like my training barn, I focus on Mustangs, but I get a lot of domestic bred horses in as well. And I will say like it's really neat to be able to compare how they think and how they learn. And every horse is different, whether no matter what their background is or where they come from. But the Mustangs in particular, I feel like they get very emotionally connected. And once you have worked and gained their trust and partnership, I feel like they put a lot more heart and thought into it. They really want to try for you. There's just a lot of try because you're not going to just show up and all of a sudden they're not going to give you their heart right off the bat. Like you do have to work for it a little bit. It's not something that they're just going to give to you. They make you work for it. And once you earn that, I think they put so much into what you ask of them and they have a lot to give. And that's not to take that away from domestic horses, but I feel like it's
Right.
just a lot different when a horse is born into this world. They're around people from day one. It's just part of their everyday routine versus these Mustangs that it's their world kind of flips upside down as they transfer over onto our side of things. And it's a whole new experience for them. And I think that it takes a lot more for them to put that try and effort in. And so I think that when you do earn that trust, I think it's a whole different world with them.
So what are you doing with Mustangs now?
So I still try and do a competition or two every year. So right now I just finished up with the Mustang Classic and I had already gotten my horse for the Mustang Magic that I'm training right now, which was kind of fun to go switch to English for last year. And then now I'm right back to focusing on a Western competition horse. But otherwise, I get Mustangs in for training throughout the year and it varies. They either come in directly from the BLM and I'm gentling them and getting them ready to go home for their adopters, whether that is just being halter broke or getting stirred under saddle. I do have some Mustangs come in for training that the owners gentled or they bought them gentled and then they come here to get started under saddle or they already come under saddle and they just receive development. So I kind of get to work with a lot of different Mustangs from different backgrounds. I get to work with them fresh and I get to be that first person for them. And I also get to work with some that someone else has put that work in. And now I have to kind of earn that partnership as, you can trust more than just the initial person you've been around. I feel like, I really do enjoy working with them. It's been what I've focused on. Like my entire business is centered around Mustangs. And while I do really love to work with the domestic bred horses as well, I really can't imagine not having a barn full of Mustangs.
So you mentioned an upcoming competition. It's going to be in Fort Worth. It's called Mustang Magic. This is going to be the 17th Mustang Magic. I think that's, I don't
Oh,
know why
wow.
that kind of surprised me, but it is at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. It will be at Will Rogers Coliseum, which has been newly renovated, and I think our event is going to be the first in the newly renovated Coliseum. So
Oh, wow.
that's going to be interesting. It is January 22nd to 24th. Tell us a little bit about your Mustang, your competition Mustang.
So I have a little 3-year-old Mustang. His name is Cusco. I picked him up in August and I got him off the internet auction. I had actually bought 2 Mustangs off the internet auction. And I said I was just going to pick between the two when I saw them in person. And it was between this little bay horse and a little roan. And typically, like, you kind of want to go for the flashy ones because even though I'm personally very much into like chestnuts and bays, the kind of like the underdogs, everybody loves a flashy roan or a pinto. But I was really drawn into this little bay horse that I had picked out. He just had such a very, like, he had such a gentle presence to him, like, very sweet. You could kind of just see through his expression and his eye. Like, he was very kind. And even though I knew, like, he might not stand out in the crowd of flashy horses, I really felt drawn to him. So I picked this guy out, and he has been absolutely amazing to work with. He has been probably one of the most willing Mustangs I've had since I got involved in this 10 years ago now. He is just so smart. It blows my mind. You work with so many different horses and they're all so different, and I feel like every single one shocks you and surprises you and shows you new things. And this guy has been such a blast. I really think, because he'll get auctioned off at the competition in January. Whoever goes home with him is going to have such an amazing horse. For a 3-year-old to have the brain this horse does, it just absolutely amazes me. I really, really enjoy him. He's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I want to encourage everyone to come to Mustang Magic. You have the opportunity if you're interested in potentially being part of the auction and adopting a Mustang. You have the opportunity during the days leading up to our finals to meet the trainers and meet the Mustangs that will be auctioned. Once we get to Saturday night, which you'll need to buy a ticket to attend for our top 10 finals, when all the Mustangs are auctioned off at the end of the event, you'll just be better informed as to Mustangs that you might be really wanting to bid on to own. So I find it to be very emotional, honestly.
It's definitely emotional.
When after the auction to go back down to the barn and see the trainers and see the new owners, it's very emotional.
Yeah, it's a definitely an emotional experience, and I will say there's going to be a really nice group of horses this year coming to that event. Just knowing some of the other trainers and seeing what they're sharing and talking to them, there's going to be a really nice group of horses coming there. Whoever's showing up to bid on a horse, they have a really good set of options to choose from. These horses have a lot of work put into them from really good quality trainers, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of them come together.
So, thank you, Kat. I mean, it really takes people like you to showcase the potential of Mustangs, either as companions or champions. And you've certainly had a lot of success. Definitely looking forward to seeing you in Fort Worth, and all our best.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this insightful journey into the world of the American Mustang. Please share this episode and contact Matt anytime at matt.manro@mustangchampions.org. And join us again for another episode of the Mustang Champions Insights Podcast on the Equus Radio Network.